Very happy to welcome to the show right now, Bernie Kosar. Well, it's been a long time, buddy, since we've talked.
Welcome back from vacation.
Thank you very much.
I missed you the last couple of weeks.
Same here. Missed you too and missed talking about this team, but did some good recharging. But now we are ready to get back into it. And, Bernie, it's 10 days away from the start of training camp here in Berea. What should the mindset be as we get to this point where it's close enough to touch?
Well, you know, we talked about it almost a month ago when the OTAs and minicamp had just concluded and the guys had basically 6 weeks off. And there's a lot of schools of thought that say you really need to get away, you need to tone it down, get away from football mentally and physically. And I think I was quite opinionated, as I still am, in terms of you're not light switches. You don't flip on and off. Focus, intensity, preparation, things that you're passionate about, like football, on a drop of the dime, on a flip of a light switch. So I thought it was imperative that over the course of the 6 weeks that we talked about, that guys really do stay mentally in tune to what you're supposed to be doing, what you're going to be doing, what you hope to be doing playmaking-wise when camp starts, preseason games start, and then even more importantly, when the regular season games start, what you're going to be doing in terms of making plays and your assignments and doing things that are conducive to winning games. Now, 10 days out, it's even more imperative, especially from a physical standpoint, that you really start getting your body keyed up and ready to go, because just about every team, Browns included, when you come to camp on their training date, which ours is going to be the 25th, as you said, 10 days from now, most all teams have a physical test of running, strength, seeing where you're at, making sure that you're physically ready to withstand a training camp. So there's some type of conditioning test to make sure you're ready to go. If you're the type of athlete who doesn't really gear towards that and do stuff the last 10 days, the last 2 weeks, you run the chance of you couldn't pass the test, but you want to pass the test to where your body is used to being stressed, to where it's not a physical challenge to you, to where you don't strain your hamstrings, pull a muscle, get overly tight after doing a test like that. So you need to be doing things physically these last 10 days, more specific than you had the last month, in terms of getting ready, just so your body physically is ready to withstand a training camp.
You know, it's been an off time, as we mentioned, for pretty much everybody. This is a lull period. Coaches take their time off, and they're still kind of enjoying their final days of relaxation before they're immersed in this thing. Front office people, you know, everybody just sort of takes some time off. And I know there's a lot been going around the building, a remodeling that is soon to debut and a beautiful new look for everything on the interior. So there's been a lot of activity here in Berea in and around the building, as there have for the past 5 months when this project began. But with regard to players, I would think the mindset, everything you just described about getting ready physically to be a part and to do what you need to do in training camp, it's the mental part of new coaching staff still, new people making decisions about these players, new evaluations coming around. And even though they've been exposed to a lot of that during off-season workouts, training camp's a different story with that.
Yeah, training camp's a completely different animal. And even though the coaches are technically still on vacation, I guarantee you their mindset and their focus, whether they're with their families or not, is here with the football team and what they need to be doing. They know the challenge. They know the expectations that they put upon themselves, even more so than an organization or the fan base. They put a lot of pressure on themselves to be productive, successful, and to win games. So that type of element is definitely something that you have to really focus on and be cognizant of as you get ready for the training camp. Because training camp, again, with a new system, with the new staff, just because you're a first-round, second-round pick, third-round pick in years past, or you had a position or a role within the team in years past, that definitely doesn't guarantee that you're going to have that same position when the regular season comes around. And it's the beautiful thing to me, at least about football, is There's no substitute, no talking your way through what happens between the white lines, what happens on the field.
Sure.
And you have to do it, and you have to continually do it and consistently do it. And this training camp, the new staff, the new organization, is definitely going to be looking at guys who are making those plays, and those are the guys that are going to get out onto the field.
Training camp is such a limited environment now under the terms of the new CBA. These last couple of years, with limited number of contact practices, limited amount of time that you can be out there. The old two-a-day grind that you were a part of as a player is long gone now, and it's a lot of walkthroughs and a lot of controlled action. I wonder, though, for the very reasons that we talk about players who have something to prove, who want to make a strong impression on these coaches and on the Joe Banners, on the Michael Lombardis, on all the decision-making bodies, entities within this team, that if the pace is going to be any different for that. I just wonder if certain guys will come out there and perform differently than they might if this were the status quo, if this were the same coaching staff, same decision makers.
Well, I would hope they really understand the magnitude of the NFL and the magnitude of things when there is a new staff, a new front office, new people making decisions. If they don't get it, if they don't realize that there's a finite amount of opportunities to go out and make that impression, and they don't make those impressions, they don't make those plays, they're going to find themselves on the short end of playing opportunities, playing time. And that tends to be the guys that new staffs try to replace.
Sure.
And as a player, you just don't want to give anybody any reason to even be looking to replace you, let alone the actual act of replacing a player. So there isn't as many opportunities to impress people. That makes the actual games, the four preseason games, even more important, because there isn't, as you correctly pointed out, as many opportunities for contact, for live scrimmages, right, within the practice. So younger players and even veteran players don't get as many opportunities to show that they belong, that show that they're playmakers. So the preseason games, the importance of them are that much more important. And guys need to remember that, yeah, it may be in terms of your body and not wanting to practice as much, that many opportunities. But without that many opportunities, that means there's not that many opportunities to show you belong and to show you make plays. And I think it's imperative when you have a new staff, no matter where you're at,
right,
that you show that you can make plays in practice, and that it's part of your core fiber, part of your core DNA, that you just love the game. And whether it's practice or a Tuesday afternoon, or it's game time under the lights on Saturday night or Sunday afternoon at 1, that you love the game and you want to be making plays no matter where it is, no matter who's watching.
Bernie Kosar joining us, the quarterback, in his regular spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Bernie, let's focus on one of those players who has to make the strongest impression. And it's always the case with a guy who is under center, as you well know. And in terms of Brandon Weeden and what faces him in this camp, I think the bottom line is he's it. He's the guy, the default guy, if that's probably the best way to put it here, because this coaching staff, this decision-making group here will look upon this as, hey, we don't know what he really is. He's going to have to show us. But for right now, unless he completely just melts down or falls on his face mask, he's getting the starting job going into training camp. I just wonder what kind of a Weeden are we going to see with that being the circumstance? Because I think they look at Jason Campbell as the veteran presence that he's been. They know what he is, and I don't know that they would see him as truly the starter or the real guy to be a starter, even though he could end up there if things go badly with Weeden. But it would take something, I think, catastrophic for Weeden not to get the job.
Well, I concur with you. And the main thing, there's a plenty of pressure on any quarterback in the NFL because of just the magnitude of the sport and the magnitude of the position. But that being said, and again, I'm not trying to add to the pressure of it, but I'm a big fan, as we've talked about quite a bit through the offseason, publicly and privately, of the system in terms of X's and O's with Coach Chud and Coach Turner.
Yep.
The culmination of the two different types of vertical passing games that both have been well-versed in is something where it's you couldn't pick a better system for Brandon Wheaton to have the opportunity to throw in, given his skill set and his athleticism and his arm strength. So if he is to have success in our league, this is the best system for him. So this opportunity for him in his second year to play with this type of system with Greg Little getting ready to emerge as hopefully a playmaker, Josh Gordon, albeit not being able to play the first two games, going into his second year, the ability for them to kind of grow as receivers in this system too, it's set up very well for them. So if Brandon is going to have success, this is the type of system that really can define and help his career out. That being said, you have to go out and make the plays. And just because you have a good arm strength, just because you have a good system that sets up for you, just because you are the starting quarterback, ultimately, back to what we originally said, with a new staff, with a new organization, you still have to prove it on the field. And he's going to have to prove it not only to the organization and the new staff, teammates, players, they're also looking to see how you play as a quarterback. So
sure.
How he handles himself and how he makes plays or doesn't make plays, as much as anything, you want your own teammates to believe that you're the best choice and you give us the best chance of winning games at quarterback. And you want your other players, other teammates to know you deserve this spot and you're going to win at this spot.
Where does Jason Campbell really fit into all this? And by that, I mean he obviously – doesn't want to settle for anything other than the starting job. And if that's his attitude, you don't want him on the team. And I'm sure that is something the personnel staff resolved when they signed him, brought him aboard. But what's the best thing he could do if he's not the starter? And we're going into this on the premise that he won't be. How quickly does he establish himself as that veteran guy who can help Brandon Wheaton, a guy that really Brandon Wheaton did not have a year ago?
Well, Jason, Brian, you're right. Do you want them having the mentality, the mindset that they want to play, they're prepared to play, they're capable of playing, and they're going to make plays if given the chance on the field to help you win games? All that being said, that veteran presence, that guy who's been there and has made plays within the league, that understands that being part of a team, even if you want to be starting, even if you think you should be starting, whether you are or you're not, it's still you're part of a team and you're part of wanting to help the younger guys like Brandon understand the game, understand the defenses around them as much as the offensive reads, so that that type of veteran who's been there on the field of play, who's been through all these different game planning sessions, all these film sessions, and understanding your reach from an offensive perspective, given a new system, is one thing. But I think equally as important and equally as helpful is their understanding of defenses and having seen a lot of these different sophisticated defenses that come along with being in the NFL. And they're able to maybe translate stuff on game day quicker than other guys can. And that definitely helps out a young quarterback.
And, of course, the guy who's got to help all these quarterbacks is Norv Turner. And he's the focal point, I think, to this whole offense because, we could say as Brandon Wheaton goes, as the quarterback goes, the offense, the team will go. But, really, it's got to start with what Norv's influence is. And we saw good things during the offseason, what he did with Brandon Wheaton's footwork, what Brandon said about working from shotgun and all the and just liking that whole attack-style mentality. How quickly – can that take hold in training camp, knowing that there were obviously weeks and months of work of this in the off season, but there's been a big gap since the last time they were on the field and when they'll start in training camp?
Well, it's imperative that you gauge yourself. Yeah, you want to do good from the beginning. Anytime you step on the field, you want to be at your best and you want to do your best. In reality, to your point, it does take a little bit of time to get that timing down, both with your receivers and with yourself, in terms of different footwork, little new footwork, little mechanical things that allow you to make your throws and understand your reads. So you really want to gauge it towards, yes, the preseason games, but really you want to be hitting your stride when the real games start in September. So you want to gear up towards that. It does take a few weeks to get into the feel of things. And until you're really live, until you're really, and again, we say it in jest, but until you're really under the threat of death of those defensive linemen and blitzing backers wiping you out, you really don't know how you're going to respond. So getting into the first or second preseason game, which is really the only time you're going to be live, is those four preseason games. You can't, that's a whole other level of understanding. So it typically takes one or two of those games to get a little air of comfortableness with it. And again, I'm not saying this as jabs towards anybody in my past. I'm not trying to make this about me, but I do know Norv Turner is a phenomenal play caller, and his system and his sense of timing of when to call plays is really at a high level. So for the quarterbacks, just to trust that Norv's been there and done that, and he'll put you in a good play and at the right time. And if you just soundly and fundamentally and calmly do the reads and do what you're coached, there will be an open guy. Now it's your job as the quarterback to find that open guy and then get it to him on your sense of timing that, again, Norv's real good at handling the mechanical side of the quarterback position.
Bernie, tremendous stuff. Thank you so much. And it's great to be back with you, my man.
Good to be back.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.